Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to hour number two here on the Alex Jones broadcast, live from Austin, Texas. And we've got coming up in the third hour today an interview between Alex Jones and Immortal Technique, the rap artist, musical artist, poet of our modern age. In fact, we're going to be talking to Ashel Eldridge Seasons here in just the next few minutes. He's the creator of the Food Fight video that's going viral, teaching inner city audiences about the importance of saying no to processed foods and telling the truth about how those junk foods are actually killing us. It's funny, you know, that the government will go crazy, even the public will go crazy, over children dying at Sandy Hook, which, you know, is understandable, but they will ignore how many children get brain cancer from eating, you know, processed, contaminated, genetically modified, chemically adulterated food. You know, there's got to be orders of magnitude more children every year dying from that than dying from being shot by a madman in a school setting. But, you don't hear anything about that. And they think the gun-free zone sign is going to solve the problem, as if it's a magical sign. But speaking of signs, you know, here's something really funny about Texas that if you live here, you've seen these things. They have signs on the sides of the highways that say, obey all signs, state law. So they actually have a sign that says, obey all the signs. Now, I'm thinking, what genius in the Texas Transportation Department came up with this? Because if you think about it, who is this sign really for? Because if you're the kind of person that already follows signs, then this sign is not going to make any more difference. You're already following the signs, so you don't need another sign to say, obey the other signs. But if you're the kind of person who doesn't follow signs, then you're not going to follow the sign that says to follow the signs. But somehow the Texas Highway Department thinks that this one sign is magical. That this sign, just like the gun-free zone sign, is a sign that has magical powers, that you follow just this one sign which says obey all the other signs, and then you magically obey all the other signs. So you see, we've got to end this, I don't know what this is. It's like a sign superstition, sign mythology, sign voodoo. That's what it is. There's voodoo going on in the Texas Transportation Department with these signs that say obey all the other signs. Now, in truth, what the sign really does is it probably causes more accidents because people are trying to read the dang sign when they should be driving. So instead of actually preventing accidents and improving safety, it's like you're driving along. Holy cow, there's a sign. What does it say? Obey the other signs. What signs? And then you run right into a tractor trailer, and then, you know, you got a big accident. You know, 30-something thousand people die every year in America on the roads, probably from reading those dang signs. That's probably what it is. Yep. And you notice, by the way, the government doesn't ban cars. No, they don't say, well, gosh, even if we can save one child in a car crash, we have to do everything possible, including banning all automobiles. That would be the logic that the gun control people have. That's their logic. If we can save one life, it's worth killing tens of thousands of people, according to them. That's how crazy they are. No, you take a risk every time you get on the highway. You take a risk. That's what seatbelts are for, you know? Same thing about raw milk. You know, you can't live a life completely free of risk, and any government that tries to eliminate all risk in your life just becomes a tyranny. It just becomes a police state with oppression. You can't have government eliminate all risk in your life. Getting in a car is a risk. And by the way, real quick, a correction. Last time I was on, I was talking about aquaponics, and I used the term aquaculture accidentally. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, the CPU skips a couple of cycles when you're in here in studio. But it's aquaponics. That's the name. That's the term to grow fish and plants together indoors, food production. It's amazing. Aquaponics, not aquaculture. Totally different thing. Stay with.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today on this Friday, March 1st. It is March 1st. It's amazing how time flies. 2013. Yeah, we all survived 2012. Yes, we did. Just like we said here on the show, you know, the Mayan calendar thing was a non-issue. We said that over and over again. And people still said that Alex Jones was saying the world would end on December 21st. No, he didn't. I'm always amazed by how the media says Alex said something that he never said. He's become like the scapegoat. Whenever they want to say that somebody said something crazy, they make something up like, somebody out there said lizard people were invading the Library of Congress. It must have been Alex Jones, they say. You know, they just come up with whatever crazy stuff they come up with, they blame Alex. And I listen to every broadcast, not in real time. I listen to it later, so I hear what Alex says, and I know the mainstream media is full of bunk on that. So you're getting it here from another independent, verified source that Alex did not say the world was going to end on December 21st. He said it's a non-issue, and he was right once again. He also warned you about the drones. He warned you about the robot. Warriors that the military is putting together. He warned you about all that stuff. Anyway, today is a milestone day. And here's why. The entire Health Ranger Select product line is now going to be in the InfoWars store. So if you want to check it out, go to InfoWarsStore.com. But just, you may not even know my history, but briefly, I used to be borderline diabetic, borderline obese. I suffered from chronic pain. I had high cholesterol. This was when I was about 30 years old, and I'd grown up eating, well, not grown up, but throughout my 20s, you know, I got on a real bad diet, you know, junk food, processed food, wasn't exercising, all that. I was in real bad shape by the time I was age 30. And I got healthy by turning to foods and nutrition, and that's how I became the Health Ranger. That's where my nickname comes from, in case you're wondering. And then I started Natural News and began educating others and built that to, you know, now a massive information network, 5 million unique visitors a month over there. And recently we started sourcing products that are the totally non-GMO, not from China, pristine, well-researched superfoods and supplements and just the best of the best that we could find all over the place, all over the world, except China, because I don't like buying things from China. And we got certified organic. We have a certified organic facility here in Texas. Alex asked me, he said, Mike, you got to make this stuff available to, you know, InfoWars listeners, and then they can also help support the broadcast through the InfoWars store. So would you be willing to bring that in and you know, offer us that at wholesale prices? And I said, yeah, sure, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So as of today, that's happening, and we have turmeric extract, a very potent turmeric that is the most potent turmeric extract made with organic turmeric. That's available now. We've got clean chlorella. We researched all the chlorella superfood everywhere around the world. We did the lab test. We found the two cleanest sources in the world. This is the number one cleanest source right here, clean chlorella. Comes out of South Korea, actually. The chlorella is not grown in the USA, by the way, so you got to go outside the country. And then right now we have fine ground Himalayan salt, a full-spectrum, full-bodied salt loaded with trace minerals. So that's available. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase helps support the InfoWars broadcast, and I'm just happy to be part of it, to be able to bring these great products. We've got more coming, all non-GMO. I'm the kind of guy who goes to sources and says, you can't have hidden maltodextrin in the fruit powders, you know? You can't have heavy metals in the product. Otherwise, I won't even put my name on it. So, cleanest of the clean. And by the way, speaking of clean food, Enerfood, the full product line of Enerfood is available in the InfoWars store. Enerfood, just to confirm, they don't source any ingredients from China either. Nothing from China. Enerfood, just one of the very top, most amazing superfoods out there, the full product line at the InfoWars store. So, again, thank you for supporting the broadcast. And you might wonder why all of us are really all about nutrition these days. It's because we're trying to survive. We're trying to survive the toxic poisons, the GMOs, the fluoride in the water, the, you know, we're trying to make it through all this with our brains intact and our fertility intact and our bodies intact. And speaking of food news, check this out. Taco Bell now finds traces of horse meat in its UK products. Now, you heard about horse meat last week and the week before, I think, but this is Taco Bell now saying traces of horse meat in some of its products on sale in the UK. Now, look, I have a different take on this. A lot of people are freaked out by horse meat in their food. What? Are you kidding me? Horse meat is perfectly healthy for you. The stuff you really need to be worried about is the MSG, the GMO, the aspartame, the sodium nitrite, the chemical additives, the heavy metals that are in a lot of these foods. I don't care about a little horse meat in a Taco Bell taco. Not that I even eat at Taco Bell anyway, but if I did, I wouldn't care about a little horse meat in there. What I would be worried about are the other chemicals. I mean, let's face it, you know, horse meat, even though, you know, morally and ethically you might say, well, I don't want to eat horses, but there's nothing nutritionally dangerous in horse meat. If you eat meat from a cow, you can eat meat from a horse, folks. There's virtually no nutritional difference, really, when it comes down to it. Horse meat's a little more lean, but there's nothing wrong with horse meat in it. I'd be more worried about the other stuff, the chemicals that are in the food. That's what would be worrying me. Because the stuff that's in your food is what's killing you, right? And here joining us to help us understand this message even more is Ashel Eldridge. Seasons is his nickname, and this guy is amazing. I saw his music video. It's called Food Fight. Look for it on YouTube. He's from a group called Earth Amplified. He's a spiritual warrior. He's a warrior of truth and food justice. This video speaks to the inner city kids who are growing up on junk food and processed food and energy drinks, and what they need to be turning to is real nutrition. Ashel Eldridge joins us right now on the Alex Jones Show. Ashel, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on.
How's it going, Mike? Great to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for what you do, too. How has the reaction been so far to your food fight video? You able to hear me? All right. I think he's not hearing me. Well, let me know when we got that connection going up. But if you want to check it out, folks, it's Food Fight. The video is up on YouTube right now. We did a review of it on Natural News. If you want to check that out, this is a powerful message. It talks about the Matrix. It talks about the GMOs. It talks about aspartame. And it's just a very uplifting, empowering message from a very talented artist. Are we good now? All right, we're gonna come back to Ashel. All right, we're getting back on. But anyway, the point is that these foods are what's really killing us. So you've got a government that tries to say, well, we want to keep you safe from, you know, a shooting, so we want to take away those rights. Or we want to, you know, keep you safe, like Mayor Bloomberg does in New York, from soda, so we're going to ban large soda drinks. Or, you know, we want to keep you safe from this or that, X, Y, and Z. The list never ends. And the rules never end, and what you end up with is a society where it's a police state of total safety. Oh, yeah, you're safe now because you're not allowed to leave your house. You're not allowed to turn on the internet. You're not allowed, you know, to go to non-approved websites. Might be something risky there, risky information. Oh, you're not allowed to buy raw cheese, raw dairy. You're not allowed to do anything. Hey, in Oregon, you're not even allowed to collect rainwater in your field. They sent a guy to jail for 30 days there just for collecting rainwater. So they want to keep you, they want to sell you on the idea of safety while they're really enslaving you. And hey, you know, Hitler created a society that was really, really safe if you weren't targeted by Hitler, right? I mean, that was the goal for him, to create an amazing society, a golden age of amazing citizens who are, you know, the most upstanding human beings of all, and he wanted to create a super safe society, but of course it was a nightmare. So don't fall for that idea that safety creates abundance. It doesn't. And we've got Ashel back on the line. He couldn't hear me the last time. Ashel Eldridge, known as Seasons, has the food fight video that's just amazing. So Ashel, can you hear me now, and welcome to the show?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Okay, great. Sorry about that little technical issue there. So tell me, what has the reaction been so far? Your video's only been out a few days. What are you hearing so far?
Yeah, the reaction is amazing. We're getting response from people all around the world, actually, who've seen this video. People in South Africa who are doing agriculture projects with youth, moms in Philadelphia who are, you know, just upset with the food system and with their children are being fed in schools. People who are, you know, crying, essentially. It was like, you know, I'm a family farmer in Ireland, and I sort of gave up on what I was working on, and this video inspired me again to get back out there and make sure that people have the healthy food.
Yeah.
So it's really inspiring.
Your video is very, very inspiring. What motivated you to do this? I mean, were you seeing so many people harmed by processed foods, or what? How did you decide to take this on? It's a big project.
Yeah, well, I worked with the organization Green for All. We worked on, you know, sort of green jobs, and I was the organizer, spotlight organizer. So I went around the country and I saw that a lot of communities dealing with, you know, nutrition issues, dealing with diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And then also, at the same time, a lot of people really doing it on their own, growing their own food. And there was a small pocket of people where they weren't necessarily getting the same amount of press and having the same amount of push. So as an educator myself.
Stay with us, Ashel. Sorry to interrupt. We got to go to a quick break, but stay with us. I've got a lot more questions for you on the other side of this break. It's Ashel Eldridge Seasons from the Food Fight video. He's with us on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with a lot more.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com. Spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty. Healthy colon. Happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show, an interview with Ashel Seasons Eldridge. I think I got the order right there. Sorry, I was mispronouncing his name earlier. I didn't have a chance to talk to him before the show. But real quick, before we go back to Ashel, the new issue of InfoWars Magazine is out. And the cover is an American flag with the topic of Civil War II. Is that what's coming? Hopefully not. But the issue's out. You can get the issue at the InfoWars store. You can subscribe. This is a beautiful glossy print magazine. It's got all kinds of content in it. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. This is awesome. You know, other magazines are going out of print, but we here at the freedom side of things are getting into print. And speaking of the main topic here, Civil War, you know, like I said earlier, the systems of control that exist in our world, they want to get the people fighting with each other, especially fighting among racial lines. They want to pit black against white and Latino against white and everybody else. They just want people fighting with each other so that they're not fighting the system. And this artist, Ashel, he understands that. He understands that it's about the people fighting for with their brothers and sisters and fellow human beings fighting for freedom against the system. So remember that. It's always about the people versus the corporate fascist government system. Now, what we really want as a free people is we want to be left alone, largely. We want to have basic freedoms and basic rights that can never be touched by any system of government. And that's what the Bill of Rights is. The Bill of Rights is supposed to be non-negotiable. In fact, let me see if I can find this quote on it here. Here it is. It's a great article out of investors.com by Thomas Sowell, where he talks about the fact that, yeah, people make mistakes, but government makes deadly errors. This is his article. And, you know, the whole theory of government is that there is a group of elite people at the top who are wiser and smarter than everybody else, and they should tell us what to do and what to eat and how to live our lives. And it turns out that individuals are smarter than those systems, especially when those systems are corporate control systems, which is what we see in the food system, the medical system, and so on. And so, again, getting back to Ashel, a guy who really gets that, he understands that this is about people fighting alongside people for people freedom, individual freedom against the system. He gets that. And his music video, Food Fight, is, of course, going viral all across the internet. So, Ashel, welcome back. Sorry about the connection problems we had there. So, continuing with your thoughts before the break, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm from Chicago originally, and my grandmother, you know, she passed away from diabetes when I was 8 years old. So, just witnessing that and then going deeper in investigation of sort of the food legacies, my family, and a lot of families around the United States, particularly sort of low income communities, people of color. Try to see the same trend around this disease. And what I wanted to do, because I work with a lot of young folks and I work on my hip hop artist, I wanted to reclaim that art form and really communicate to young people so that they have just awareness around, you know, to what's against them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And also how they can empower themselves to liberate themselves through their food, to growing their food and just being healthy, getting the earth inside of them. So that's why we created SOS Juice System out of your system, so the nonprofit, for-profit hybrid, health education, nutrition education, growing your food, and also some business incubation there too. So for folks coming out of prison and in low-income communities, that can actually be a part of that. But obviously this is an issue that everyone around the world is dealing with, as you see, the soil not having the same amount of power that it used to have. Like you see, the systems we've created being efficient is falling apart all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got to create some food sovereignty and start taking responsibility for ourselves.
You know, also, I watched your video several times. I don't know how deeply you touched on this issue, but I'm sure you get this, that, you know, you come from Chicago, and that's a city that's racked by violence. But there's a link between violence and what you might call violent food or processed food, dead food. If you grow up, if you are fed these kinds of chemicals and these refined, adulterated foods, you become less of a person who can get along in society. I mean,
exactly.
This is true across the board.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, so in taking responsibility for our health, we take responsibility for our wealth and our future. I mean, if your immune system is weak, you know, you really can't take care of yourself.
Yeah. Seasons, will you stay with us again through the one more break, and then we'll have a long segment on the other side. I Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show with more about the fight for food justice in America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Cowbell, folks. There we go. More cowbell. Yeah, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And we're joined by Ashel Seasons Eldridge, the creator of Food Fight. We got a long segment here now, so no more commercial interruptions for a while. Ashel, I wanted to ask you about this. You know, what really intrigued me about your music video, Food Fight, is that it's a message to the inner city communities. It's a message that we don't often hear. You know, in terms of how this plays out in terms of race, we often see, you know, the super sort of stringent food purists, you know, tend to be a lot of white folks, and then the Latino communities, they're having diabetes problems because no one's telling them that drinking all the soda is giving you diabetes. And then the African-American communities are dying from breast cancer and prostate cancer because nobody's telling them that dark skin pigmentation blocks vitamin D. And if you're deficient in vitamin D, you're going to get cancer. And it's like your message is speaking to this, and it's desperately needed. Are you getting comments about the importance of what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely getting a lot of comments. I mean, I'm not sure about the details around the skin pigmentation, but I think that, you know, and also, like, you know, big ups to Ben Zono, New Message Media, worked on a couple of projects with him, around banning plastic bags, for example, Plastic State of Mind.
Right.
And there's a huge community of people around the country who are working on this issue, food justice for the community. And I think that where we're at is just a crucial moment. A lot of people are just waking up to the fact that they're sick and tired, and they're tired of being sick and tired.
Right, right.
And, you know, the hospital bills are off the chain, and we're losing people left and right. Sure, we're losing people to a war abroad. We're losing people in a lot of different ways. But one thing I think that we haven't, that I think is a unifying factor for a lot of people across different cultures even, is the food. So obviously we see, even look at the statistics, advertisements around, you know, name your stuff, name your fast food chain, that definitely plays in these low-income communities. So, I mean, I see that as an individual who's doing a lot of organizing and stuff like that. I see that as intentional in a lot of ways. But also, at the same time, I see it as something that can be brought down once you bring awareness to it. So, as an artist, I think it's sort of like our responsibility in the front lines a little bit, energetically at least, to put out images to hit people in the consciousness.
Definitely.
That shift. So it's amazing to hear people like, yeah, like after watching this video, I felt bad about the skills that I ate beforehand, or I'm actually going to change my diet after this, or, you know, and that's something that we can go, sure, we can go bang on the wall of D.C., we can do a lot of things, but I think that, and all of it's important, but I think that the way we're sort of operating right now is to work with this medium, and it's also an example for other artists, too, to step up and say, hey, we need to produce some media, that the media is being owned and controlled and corporatized as well.
That's right.
We need to actually create our own media. So this really is about like sovereignty, you know, food sovereignty, sovereignty of the individual, the responsibility for themselves and growing their own food and not necessarily depending upon the system.
Well, that's where the power really comes from, is the individual power. And what I like about your video is it shows individuals making choices instead of eating the processed food, which really enslaves all of us, no matter what our racial background. We are all enslaved in a system of disease and health care, or sick care, actually, if we live our lives consuming those processed foods. So if we want to be free people, empowered people, capable people, we have to make that individual choice every single day about what we put into our mouths.
Absolutely.
And you get that. And also, your video depicts, you know, inner city folks making that choice. But a lot of people, sort of the, you know, living in the suburbs, they think that anybody can just go down and buy organic food anywhere. But in the inner city areas, you can't just get organic food very easily. What's available there is mostly just processed garbage.
Exactly. So yeah. So we did the studies, and actually, people, if there's better food available, people would take the better food.
I mean, yes.
We've done the studies. The research is out there. It's not just like the people are somehow inclined to wanting bad food or something. It's sort of set up like that, unfortunately. So one thing, you know, we're working on is actually creating sort of enterprise in some way so that we can create an alternative. People can get the education. They can get the juice cleanses. Because one thing you got to do, and I like some of the advertising I heard on the radio on the break, is that we got to get the system out of our system, so we have to detox the system.
Right.
Detox all these things that are sort of attracting all these situations. Especially also the violence, you spoke upon it. I think that's a really valid point. One thing around, I mean, obviously, you know, there's obviously a connection to food and behavior.
Yes.
That's been thoroughly documented. And we can't put it, and obviously we've seen, you know, chemical warfare, the same people pumping in genetically modified food have been part of chemical warfare campaigns all around the world. So
yeah, well, food is a chemical warfare delivery system.
Right, exactly. So, you know, we totally wanted to point that out and do it in a way that has some humor in it so people can actually swallow it down.
Yeah.
And actually create, you know, and disencourage people. Because I know a lot of people wake up to this stuff and wanted to make sure that folks knew that we had their back. And obviously at this point, we're creating more organization around it. That's through building more teammates.
Yeah, and what's a website where people can, I'm sorry, but what website can people go to learn more about the curriculum and everything else that follows the video? What's the site?
Yeah, exactly. SOSjuice.com.
SOSjuice.com.
Okay. SOSjuice.com, yeah. Power the people. And it's been amazing to see the curriculum, too. I mean, big up to Vanessa Carter teammate came on and said, you know what, this is perfect. She works at an Arsenal Arts and Ecology Center, and they do, they have like some one of the oldest, right here in California, the oldest organic farm in California. And she works as a school teacher, and she works with, you know, creating community school garden.
Yeah.
It's the curriculum, and we got more people sending curriculum. So, we, you know, the first line of this movement is obviously going to be education. You know, so we got to create awareness, education, and then we can start mobilizing people in certain ways after that. But if people want to be a part of the team, you know, or that idea, they need that. We actually pay more people around us to actually field all that communication so that we can do it in an organized fashion. We here, the Rainbow Warriors are like here, and let's get it done.
Well, I love the message. I love what you're doing there. I love how you've chosen this path of spiritual truth instead of just the typical commercially driven, you know, gangster rap, whatever that we see coming out of so many artists who take that path. You've chosen a path of enlightenment, you know, a path of spiritual truth. I also want to share this with you. You know, we've covered and documented how the medical system specifically targets African Americans for more disease, especially more cancer. Did you know that, for example, breast cancer is more aggressive in African-American women than in white women? Did you know that?
Right.
And they won't tell those women why. And the reason is because of the vitamin D deficiency. They did a big study in Chicago. They had, I think, 300 nurses and medical professionals study this a couple years ago. And at the end of the study, they concluded they don't know why. They don't know why it's worse in black women than white women. And the answer is right in front of us. It's nutrition. And the African-American community is not being told that they need to take vitamin D because they're getting the deficiency compared to white people who can absorb more sunlight because of the skin pigmentation. And so black men have more aggressive prostate cancer, and they're not being told. It's a crime.
Well, this is great. I mean, that's why I love, you know, so, you know, I think Alex Jones, you know, every now and then I pick the Health Ranger, I pick up on national news. And, yeah, I mean, information. I mean, it's the information age. I mean, definitely just keep sharing that. I mean, it's a lot for me to learn. It's a lot for the public to learn. And I just hope everyone just has an open mind and really do their own research as well.
Yeah.
So we can get, especially all the educators. The one thing that was really empowering about this project is that we put out the curriculum and a lot of educators are on it and they're actually teaching in their schools. And they actually in correctional facility, while I'm on media here, seeing a lot of people watching the video and seeing pictures back of them actually discussing this stuff. So, get the information out there. Definitely.
That's amazing. So, what's next for you then? I mean, this project is already a success. I think your first YouTube video goal was only a few thousand views. You hit that in no time. Now, how many? Is it up to 100,000 yet now?
Yeah, I think it's at 100,000 right now, maybe like 4 days.
Awesome.
Again, that's, you know, that's a combination of, you know, the artistry and sort of the attention, especially all the artists out there, like really doing the research, really connecting with the earth and connecting with the heart of the people and the heart of the universe and really actually saying like, yo, we want to deliver something that actually speaks to people on a cellular, on a soul level, and the intention actually played out. So to me, this is sort of validation. And I think where we're going with it, essentially, we have no choice at this point because we have the, you know, the energy to do it and the field around us to do it based on the impact of the video is actually to create more curriculum, you know, do more of the education. But also, you know, we got the Indiegogo going for SOS Juice. We're raising the money right now to actually start this nonprofit, for-profit hybrid such that for people who are coming, probably most likely coming home from minor drug offenses, who are getting long sentences based on race and class. When they come back to the system, we don't want them to be better criminals and useless to society. We want to pick them up, educate them, hire them, and have them be in work with this SOS Juice thing that we're pumping out.
Excellent.
You know, so we can actually get people the earth into their bodies, you know, the smoothies, the herbal elixir, and that's actually the medicine that people need so they can be strong to actually.
I love how you're teaching people to grow food, too. I think that's so crucial. And that's an issue of freedom for everybody across America. This is why, you know, we cover farm freedom. The farms are being suppressed. The food is being suppressed. We interviewed in the last hour a dairy farmer in Missouri who had his cheese outlawed because the government contaminated it and then blamed him for it. But
food,
you know, if we get down to the issue of justice here, justice means people having the freedom to live their lives in the way they see fit, as long as they don't harm others in the process. And justice means you got to have freedom to have justice. If you don't have freedom, you can't have justice. So growing your own food is actually an act of resistance against the corporate controllers.
Definitely.
Well, any other...
I mean, that's absolutely right. And, you know, that's what some of the education we're doing is just, like, you know, something empowering. One thing we also realize is that young people and people in general, when you actually grow your food, you're more likely to eat it.
That's right. Yeah.
So growing food is very strategic and actually marks the check off on so many different areas that it's a must. And seed savings along with the heirloom seeds. I mean, these things are revolutionary, you know, right now. You know, I mean, these things are commonplace in the past, but and one thing I borrow inspiration from is the Black Panther Party. You know, I have, you know, Black Panthers in my family and stuff like that. Also, they borrow a lot of inspiration from indigenous community, indigenous ceremony, people who've been living close to Earth and doing this for a long time. But one thing the Black Panther Party did was they had a free breakfast program, you know, and that's really when the government started looking at it and like, wow, this is actually embarrassing. We had this whole COINTELPRO thing going and actually providing resources for the community, sickle cell clinics, et cetera. And this is the 2013 version of that. Really, you know, when you grow your food, you drop that seed, and it's not a same amount of power in that seed is the same amount of power and energy as multiple nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
So it's trying to reframe the conversation around what power is, you know, what freedom actually is when you're liberated in your body and you actually can, you know, so that's what we do. So it's not just the food. We do the meditation, the yoga, anything that keeps people clear and keep people on purpose with the highest that they need to operate in this lifetime. We want to provide facility for that.
Well, that sounds like a really healthy daily habit there to do that. Now, I don't know a lot of history about the Black Panther Party itself, but what I do know is that American history is full of groups being suppressed and oppressed, including, you know, the American Indians, including right now veterans being oppressed and suppressed by the government. What I know is that government never wants any people to be free, and what government does is it switches from one group to another. So it might have been black people in one era, and then it's Southerners, and then it's veterans, and then in the future it could be Latinos, it could be anybody. They just change the targets, basically. But the system is always a system of oppression. So that's why I support freedom and justice in whatever form it is, from where, you know, from wherever it comes out of the culture. That's what I support, is individual freedom. And that's what I see you singing about. So I commend you for this song. It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you for promoting it and posting it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to do so. And I hope we see more from you, too. I hope you stay on this track and put out some more music and videos that speaks to this spiritual truth and this war of resistance against the food poisoners.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, go to earthamplified.com and we have songs about water. I mean, people talking about oil, but, you know, we might move on to water next and talk more about that, too. But that's huge. I mean, fluoride in the water. I mean, it's so much for water.
That's right.
That it's like wow, we may have to move. So, you know, food, water, we're dealing with the basics, you know.
Well, you know, one thing that's really interesting, I found that African Americans are really well informed on the dangers of vaccines, and they will say no to vaccines more than a typical group of white folks. If you have 100 white folks in a room and you have 100 African Americans in a room and you say, who wants a vaccine? It's the white folks that raise their hands. Me, I'll take the vaccine. And all the black folks are like, I might want to think twice about that. I find that very interesting because they've learned to not trust the lies coming out of medicine. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I mean, when you've had African American history, look at the history, I mean, it's like, you know, there's been Tuskegee experiment, you know, like, you know, illegal, sort of like, you know, poisoning of people.
Yeah, the medical experiments, man, the Tuskegee experiments, all that.
I mean, there's been a lot of, like, sort of distrust, you know, and rightfully so on some levels. And I think that, like, you know, that's probably what that's coming out of. I mean, that's obviously a heated debate and around that, but, you know, me personally, I mean, speaking on behalf of myself, you know, I haven't, like I say, my son,
yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily on that tip, but I've done a lot of research on it.
Good for you.
I've done that research, but, yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, when people get the information, information, they make healthier choices. So education, you know, help people change people's consciousness, shift people's consciousness, and people really get into a space where they actually... Then we deal with the spiritual aspect, too, so that people can find that sovereignty within and let that emanate outward. So we do an inside movement, inside outward, and outside in as well, being aware of what's going on.
Well, you're right. The transformation starts from the inside, and then it moves outside. You've nailed it. You're exactly right. We've only got about a minute left with you, Asha. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up? And also, I want to thank you in advance for being on the show today. But final thoughts.
Yeah, just thinking Earth Amplified, J-Blast, the whole crew, the Brooklyn crew, the Oakland community, and big ups to all the food fighters worldwide, Vandana Shiva, all amazing, beautiful, noble souls that we're around within this time who are actually standing up for truth and light. May it be so, and may we go onward.
Amen to that. Thank you for your contribution to this fight for food justice. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being who you are. I really, really was inspired by your video, and I want to encourage everybody out there to go check it out. Food Fight by Seasons. Check it out. Spread the word. It's good stuff. Thanks for being with us.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
Yeah, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, filling in today.
103 is forever.
Yeah, this is my final segment today because the next hour we feature an interview with Immortal Technique. That's Alex Jones and Immortal Technique coming up in just a few minutes, so you don't want to miss that. It's interesting. We're talking to a lot of musical artists because they have such passion for justice and for truth, you know, across the board. I think it's great. And by the way, you know, you might ask, well, how come I'm not covering all of the police state news? I'm going to cover more news here. But, you know, the bottom line is Alex gets that topic nailed. You know, my job is to come in here and cover a little bit of different things of what's going on out there from the world of health, from the world of food and GMOs. And, you know, just to bring in some different angles of what I'm seeing out there, because I'm, you know, I don't come in here and try to be Alex. You know, I come in here with my own take on what's happening and, you know, from my experience as the health ranger and so on. And by the way, along those lines, check out InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the health ranger lineup right there in the store today for the first time. This is the milestone day, and we're going to be supplying InfoWars Store with all the health ranger select products from here forward. So you can support InfoWars and stay healthy with the cleanest food, so clean, superfoods, turmeric supplements, the only stuff that I'm willing to put my name on. That's what we produce. This is actually produced right here in Texas. I don't mean it's grown in Texas. I mean it's packaged in a certified organic facility that we put together out here. Also, the InfoWars magazine, the next issue, is now out. The newest issue, Civil War II, on the cover. And it's got an American flag on the cover. Check out the magazine. Get yourself a subscription. This thing is loaded with great information. The layout is amazing. The artists who are involved with this, the layout artists, this is a blast to read. And it's super educational. It's got some great sponsors. So check out that magazine. Subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to take one home with me, actually. Got it hot off the presses here, man. That's one of the little fringe benefits of filling in for Alex is I get my hands on these magazines faster than most other people. So that's fun. Here's some other news that's breaking right now. Paul Joseph Watson's story up at InfoWars.com. DHS censors information about firearms purchases. You know how we reported that DHS was purchasing 7,000 full auto assault rifles for their immigration and customs enforcement project? Right, give me a break. I need 7,000 assault rifles to deal with immigrants? Really? Anyway, they started blacking out the numbers of rifles that they're purchasing now because I guess they got tired of Paul Joseph Watson monitoring their bids and finding out that they're purchasing 2 billion rounds of ammo and 7,000 assault rifles and so on. So they're blacking out the numbers. Next item. Gun registration. Criminals are exempt. This is an article from James Wesley Rawls. Man, that's what happens when I shoot 50 cals next to Alex and Shane. I get a little head concussion and then I screw things up. It's from survivalblog.com. James Wesley Rawls. One absurdity of gun registration, criminals are exempt. And it's true. Supreme Court decision says that criminals do not have to comply, in fact, are forbidden from complying with gun registration laws because of the Fifth Amendment and the protection against self-incrimination. So the best way to not have to register your firearms is to become a criminal, according to the Supreme Court. How crazy does it get? All right, well, folks, that's about it for me today. But Alex Jones coming up next with Immortal Technique, an hour-long special interview broadcasting next. And I'll be hosting InfoWars Nightly News tonight with some breaking news. And Jim Mars is our guest, so don't miss that. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure being here. And I'll be on next week with more news. Take care.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWars.com.